This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House is saying that the Biden administration will support investigations of the attack on a railway station in Ukraine that authorities said was packed with women, children, and elderly refugees. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains that more than 50 people were killed.
The dead include five children, according to the governor of Donetsk. Police Chief Ruslan Osipenko says thousands have been gathered at the station trying to get out. Many of the injured in critical condition, he says, some having lost limbs. The remnants of a rocket were painted with the words "for the children" in Russian. Russia's defense ministry denies the attack, claiming it was a Ukrainian missile that hit the train station. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby calls that unconvincing.
Particularly when the ministry actually announced it, and then when they saw reports of civilian casualties, decided to unannounce it.
I'm Ben Thomas.
An international organization formed to identify the dead and missing from the Balkan conflicts is now preparing to send a team of forensics experts to Ukraine as the death toll mounts more than 6 weeks into the war caused by Russia's invasion. This comes as the Ukrainian Prosecutor General's office says approximately 67 bodies were buried in a mass grave near a church in Bucha, a northern Kyiv suburb. Authorities in Kyiv have reached out to the International Commission on Missing Persons to help put names to the bodies that might otherwise remain anonymous amid the fog of war. The group's director general said that the team made up of a forensic pathologist, forensic archaeologist, and expert on collecting DNA samples from bodies and their family members to cross-match is expected to travel to Ukraine early next week. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A day after being confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson is emotionally embracing a history-making moment. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It has taken 232 years and 115 prior appointments for a black woman to be selected to serve on the Supreme Court of the United States.
On a sunny South lawn, Jackson declared, "We've made it, all of us," saying the entire nation should be proud of what President Biden calls a moment of real change.
Today is a good day, a day that history is going to remember.
Jackson will not actually join the court until Stephen Breyer retires this summer, and she won't hear any cases until the fall term starts in October. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The new head of Yemen's internationally recognized government says a council he leads will work to end the country's grinding civil war. The remarks came in the first televised address by Rashad al-Alimi on Friday. He thanked his government's backer, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, which have been helping Yemeni government forces fight the Iran-backed Houthi rebels for years. Al-Alami's speech comes on as both sides trade accusations of breaking a week-old ceasefire. Yemen's exiled president stepped aside and transferred his powers to the Presidential Council on Thursday. The announcement came as international efforts to end the eight-year civil war with a two-month truce. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan has said that he accepted a verdict from the country's Supreme Court that ordered Parliament to proceed with a no-confidence vote against him. The country's top court ruled late Thursday that Khan must face a no-confidence vote, which he is widely expected to lose, meaning he would be ousted from office. He said in an address to the nation that he was disappointed, but ultimately accepted the decision of the court after he blocked the vote and dissolved Parliament last week. The country's parliament convened to vote on Khan as prime minister, and actually they adjourned for a period of time to resume at some point later. And Khan, who opposed a U.S.-led intervention in Afghanistan and has developed relations with Russia since becoming prime minister, has accused the United States of supporting a plot to oust him. Washington has dismissed that accusation. If he loses the no-confidence vote, the opposition will put forward a candidate for prime minister. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.